Hey Heidi, how are you?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Good. So, thanks so much for connecting with me. I don't get a lot of chances to share with my other clients what my former clients have kind of been through in the experience of working with me and with Bride Appeal. And this is a really great opportunity. So, I appreciate you being willing to share with everyone kind of by voice instead of by text. How you feel about the whole experience of creating a new presence online. So thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
So let me ask you, before you met me, you have, just so everybody kind of knows, you have a company, it's called the Alternative Wedding Fair, and you do totally non-conventional bridal shows for brides who kind of don't follow tradition, right?
Yes, exactly.
And so you were putting together this bridal fair in the UK. And where were you at before you met me? How were you managing everything?
Oh geez, I was using a WordPress setup, and I was having people to book. In order to book, they would have to send me a check and a paper form. So I was having things come through my mail every single day, having to collate them and keep them in one place, make sure nothing got lost in the mail. It was a nightmare.
Oh my gosh. So, how do people pay for their registration?
People had to pay by check.
Oh wow. So they were you were keeping track of all these bridal registrations by paper and they were sending their payment by check.
Yeah.
And what about your suppliers, your vendors? How were they reserving their exhibit space?
Same thing, sending me lots and lots of mail with their exhibitor forms as well as check. Or what we do over here as well is direct debits from one bank account to another. But if you have several going through on one day, you can't tell who they came from.
Oh wow, so you really kind of couldn't track who was paying for what.
No, not at all.
So what about like monetizing your business in other ways, kind of creating multiple streams of income? With your previous situation using the WordPress site, were you able to sell advertising space, online? Were you able to do anything special for like for your sponsors or anything?
I really wasn't able to because I didn't have a site that I was proud enough of. And it was just very much a makeshift, here, this is what's going on sort of web page. It was a brochure style web page, not something that was actually functional. So I could send people to it and have an ad there, but I wasn't getting enough traffic.
Yeah. So if you were to do that, would you be able to monetize it? Did you have the tools to monetize those ads?
No, I couldn't take payments online, so it would have been checks in the mail again.
Oh, wow. What an inconvenience.
Yeah.
So when you and I first met, one of the cool things that we did was we kind of took a look at this business model. I wanted you to explain it because, of course, those listening don't really know the background of how you were running your business. And you and I took a really close look at that and said, okay, well, this is the business model you're dealing with, but I think we can make it a lot more streamlined and a lot more automated for you. So do you want to share with everyone just a few things that we did to simplify the process for you, automate things for you, and then the big thing, monetize your business, create these multiple streams of income online and offline?
Yeah, well, I'll start with the last one there, creating other streams of income. I've been able to offer sponsorships for the events that I run, as well as advertising, and have people check out right on the page, so it's one less thing I have to worry about, whereas before I was in a huge mess of papers. Now it's much easier to keep track of because it's all in a CRM system, so that makes my life so much easier. With my site previously, I had no automation at all. If a bride registered, I had to add them to an Excel spreadsheet and keep track of that and then give that to the suppliers afterwards, which of course isn't the ideal situation.
Right.
And with this, I have them automatically added. Pretty much this has enabled me to push the business forward because had I needed to sit and sift through papers all day, I wouldn't have time to market the business like I need to.
Yeah, well, that's the best part, is because it does save you so much time. So it's really cool because now you actually have advertising space built right into your website, on your blog pages, on your regular web pages, so that advertisers can be seen when brides are visiting this new alternative wedding fair website. But there was also something cool about those advertisements that really kind of got you giddy. Do you want to share with everybody what that was?
Yes. Okay, I am... Well, I'm a believer that advertising in the traditional way is very much dead unless you either have a call to action or you can track it. Most websites that you advertise on, you can track it on Google Analytics sort of and find out where your traffic's coming from, but you're not seeing your click-throughs and impressions. And that is something that this site provides and that I can provide as added value to my advertisers.
Which is so cool. So you can actually tell them, hey, look, this ad is being showed to X number of people, is being clicked on X number of times. And the really cool thing, they can even have more than one graphic, and you can compare the two and tell them, hey, this ad worked better than this one. You might want to stick with the first one.
Yeah, and even if they're advertising in other places, hey, use that ad in other places because clearly it's a better image.
Exactly. So that's, I mean, that's the kind of value that you don't think of. You kind of stumble on it, but you're – suppliers, your wedding vendors are going to absolutely love that because it's a benefit they're not getting elsewhere. And then there's another cool way that we not only are monetizing your site but giving even more value to the suppliers who are paying for their exhibit space, and that was your online supplier directory. So you want to talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much the whole idea behind the supplier directory is I've been involved in marketing in the past and I've done trade shows. And trade shows always have a supplier directory so that if either you can't make it or you want to get together with somebody beforehand who's also going to be there, you have their contact information. Now, this is going to be available to couples, you know, before and after. So that, let's say they remember they saw someone with this really great image, they can go through the photographers, find that person, and that business isn't lost.
It's huge. I mean, when we first started talking, of course, you didn't know we could do that, but when I explained to you kind of that there was this capability, it's like immediately you knew how you were going to use it. And that's so exciting because it's like you want it, but if you can't do it, you just kind of brush it aside like, well, I'm not going to get my hopes up too high, but you can actually do really incredible things if you have the right tools.
Oh, yeah. And you've definitely given me the right tools to make this go further.
That's so cool. Well, we've done a lot more on your site, but I don't want to bore everybody that's listening. Could you tell everyone, just to kind of give them a sense for what it's been like working with us, you know, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about the difference before and after? How are you feeling about the service we provided, the ideas that came out of our coaching sessions together? You want to maybe just share a little bit from your perspective?
Yeah. When I started this project, I had no idea what I wanted. And somehow you managed to figure it out, which I love because this site is exactly what I wanted, but I couldn't have told you that I wanted it. So through using, like you guys do, Pinterest and seeing what I like instead of me having to sit on the phone and describe it to you since we're so far away, you know, you were able to see and see the common threads that were going through and design off of that, which I absolutely loved, and I don't think that's a service anyone else provides.
Wow. Yeah, it definitely was a new creation. I hadn't seen it anywhere, but I was kind of getting into that program, and I thought, you know, this is a really cool tool. I'd really like to partner with my clients. I think that this will bring a whole new dimension to the design concept and really allow you as really the owner of the site, you know, the true creator of the site, to get your thoughts not just on paper but through images so that we can kind of understand, hey, this is where you're coming from. So I'm glad you liked it. And I have to tell you, that might have been one of the best compliments I've ever received from a client, that I was able to pull out from you what you couldn't see yourself. And I'm glad that you shared that with me. Thank you.
Of course.
So I had an absolute blast working with you, Heidi. This has been one of the most fun sites that we have ever done, and I'm so glad you're able to share with my clients what your experience was like. I hope all my clients feel exactly the same way. So thanks for taking the time to share that.
Anytime.